99.5 KKLA Los Angeles and on the web at KKLA.com. This is the Frank Sontag Show. A very good Friday afternoon to you and yours. I pray you are well. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for supporting this incredible radio station. And we are very excited about the first hour of the program. We're going to do something a little different today. And let me kind of give you an idea of an overview of what we're going to do. Now, if you in any way, shape, or form are struggling with, you can fill in the blank, issues in the news, pressures on the home front, maybe it has to do with financial duress or relationships. I mean, this day and age, it's difficult in a lot of ways to get through the day, and praise God for those of us that know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. I know for me, I'd be gone. I couldn't handle any of this. But because of what He's done for me, I draw strength in His ultimate example of love and sacrifice. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you an opportunity to call in the program, and with issues that you need some clarity and clarification on, Dr. Mark Baker is going to be here in a moment. Now, Mark is the executive director of LaVie Counseling Centers. He's on my program fairly regularly, and whenever he's on, we talk about relationships, we talk about parenting, forgiveness, just some of the struggles that we deal with in everyday life. And usually Mark and I sit down for an hour and we talk specifically about one of those issues. But I think because it's Friday and because Mark is such a good sport and loves what he does, we're going to open the phone lines and allow you to call in and basically talk with Dr. Baker about things that you are struggling with, or maybe a pointed question you want some clarity on. And I'm going to kind of leave it more in an overgeneralized sort of way versus, okay, today we're just talking about marriage. So I think you grasp what I'm addressing here. Let me give the numbers out. By the way, phone calls today are brought to you by the Azusa Pacific University. I'll talk with Doc Baker for a couple of minutes, but let me give out the numbers. If you have any questions, comments, things you would like to share with Dr. Baker, maybe you're struggling with something, you can call 888-995-KKLA, 888-995-5552. And Dr. Mark Baker, welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show on KKLA.
Hey, Frank, good to be with you. Good to see you, brother.
It's good to see you too, Mark. Hey, I was thinking earlier today, listening to some of the news stories, the world just seems like it's falling apart. And I know for me, I try to be informed about the news and put it in perspective. But like I go home and I look at my wife and my son especially, I'm thinking, what kind of world is he going to grow up in?
Right.
And there are some listening right now that I know feel that kind of pressure on their backs about parenting. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the pressures of parenting.
It's a huge pressure, and it may be the most important part of our lives that we have is to take that responsibility seriously. And our life is so much more complex. You know, I've got three kids, and I'm trying to raise them here in LA, and I know how stressful it is. I know it personally, and we deal with it all the time at our counseling center, trying to help parents parent effectively in the age in which we live now. It's totally different. When I grew up, I knew every neighbor on my street for two blocks. I knew their names. They knew my name. And so I didn't act out because somebody was going to recognize me and know me. There was a community that held us together, that held moral behavior together and good behavior together. The parenting was done by the whole community. So if I threw a rock or if I did something I wasn't supposed to be doing, there was somebody there to say, hey, you know, you need to keep your behavior in check, because they knew all the Baker boys and they knew their parents, and I knew that there was a sense of responsibility. That's gone. I mean, I know my neighbors' names on either side, but go two doors down and I'm not so sure I know those people. Mm-hmm. It's entirely different. For my children to have any kind of relationship with other children, we have to set up a date for them to go and be together, because You can't play on my street. You'd get run over playing on my street. So parenting has become much more sophisticated. We have to get involved in our children's lives. We have to know what's going on. We have to become technologically savvy to be a good parent today, because our kids are relating to each other through technology. I mean, I've got a 14-year-old boy, and he'll invite friends over, and they'll come in to play, and then they'll get out their phones and they'll talk to each other sitting in the same room.
Yeah, on their phones.
On their phones.
Texting, yeah.
And so I've got to figure out what's going on, what kind of exposure to the internet do these kids have. I've got to get sophisticated and intervene and be involved and interested in my kids' lives in a way that's much more challenging than it's ever been before. So yes, parenting is a huge and an important challenge for us today as Christians. We absolutely need to be connected to our children in ways that parents have always needed to be connected. You know, the last verse of the Old Testament comes with a warning. It says if children are not connected to their parents and parents not connected to their children, then there will be a curse on the land. I mean, that's a warning. It's the last thing the Old Testament says to us is look out, because if you're not connected, parents to kids, then there's going to be a curse on the land. And I take that very seriously. And that's always been a challenge for us, but it's a challenge in particular today that's more sophisticated than it's ever been before.
Dr. Mark Baker is here from LaVie Counseling Centers. We're going to take your phone calls in the next segment at 888-995-KKLA, 888-995-5552.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Baker. You've heard me say that it's not a sin to be in pain. But if you're seriously struggling in your marriage or fighting with the people you're supposed to love the most, it can feel like it. Listen, the Bible tells us that it rains on both the righteous and the unrighteous. Bad times can fall on good people too. But the Bible also tells us that plans can fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. That's our calling here at the LaVie Christian Counseling Center, restoring broken relationships and healing hurting marriages. If your marriage or family is in pain, call us. God doesn't want you to just survive. He wants you to thrive, and we can help.
LaVie Christian Counseling helps you heal. Call Dr. Mark Baker and his team on our special KKLA helpline, 800-801-5242. LaVie offices are in Pasadena, Santa Monica, and now in Orange County. Call 800-801-5242. That's 800-801-5242.
KKLA, this is the Frank Sontag Show. Dr. Mark Baker from LaVie Counseling Centers is in studio for the hour. He's taking your phone calls on basically any and all topics as it applies to issues of counseling and the like. And all your phone calls today are brought to you by Azusa Pacific University. On the break, Dr. Mark and I were talking for a brief moment about relationships and marriage. And I'm sure we're going to get calls today from people saying, you know, Doc, I'm struggling in my marriage. And we have all sorts of reasons why. So I think a general question I just want to throw your way, and then we'll get to the phone calls. In marriage, is there a primary or a regular issue that you deal with couples that come in and are in trouble?
Well, if I could distill it down to one thing, it's that they don't deal with conflict well, and the marriage itself becomes unsafe. The test of a good marriage is not whether or not you have a good time together, or whether or not you have a lot in common, or whether or not you agree. The test of a marriage is, can you deal with conflict well? And the people who get stuck are not making repairs. Everybody fights in marriage. That just happens. Now, some fights are not overt. Some people a fight by not talking, but so the test of a marriage isn't are you fighting or not. The test is are you repairing once you do. So people are not dealing with conflict well. They're not making repairs once there are breaches in the relationship, and then that just spirals. One problem leads to another, because you really need to make repair. You need to figure out how to really reconcile after you've hurt each other, and that's a skill you can learn. We teach that skill. And if you don't know that skill, your marriage is going to have problems. And we see that. And I think one of the major reasons the divorce rate is so high is that people are just people. They hurt each other, and that happens, but they don't know how to repair the damage to the relationship after they hurt each other. That then results in people going separate ways.
Follow-up to that, and we're, again, taking your calls, 888-995-KKLA. If you have any questions or comments for Dr. Baker, he's here for the hour to take your calls. And in a matter of speaking, I imagine there's counseling issues that need a lot of direct attention over a long period of time, so we're not necessarily asking that you call in with that today. But, again, you may have something, some type of conflict, like Mark was just talking about in your marriage, you want to kind of flush out a little bit with him. Maybe you're struggling in the area of parenting. We talked about that in the first segment. Basically, any of your phone calls, 888-995-KKLA. Okay, you said something very powerful, Mark. You said it's not so much about having fun and being connected. It's how you repair conflict and address conflict.
Right.
Can you talk about something that I've heard terminology around it being called a power struggle?
Mm-hmm.
Like basically, once you kind of hit that soft spot, your partner tends to respond in kind, and the next thing you know, you're fighting about things and you're not even aware of what the real issue is.
That's almost always the case. People come in my office and they fight about toothpaste. They fight, do you squeeze it in the middle or roll it up? Toilet paper, should it come down off the top or underneath the bottom? You know, people are insulted if you don't do it the way I want you to do. Toilet seat up or down, that's a big one. So people fight about all these issues that are obviously not the real issue. The issue is, do you love me? Do you respect me? And I don't feel loved by you. I don't feel respected by you. I don't feel safe with you. That's the issue. But we symbolize that in all kinds of things. Money is another big one. People fight about money because of what it means to them. If you're fighting, we tell this to people all the time in counseling. If you're fighting about something, know this, the thing is never the thing. That's just a saying that we have, meaning whatever the thing is you're fighting about isn't the real thing. The real thing is some emotion underneath that, some feeling of security, safety, hurt, fear, frustration. And if you can't get to that underlying feeling and the real issue, then you're going to be fighting about superficial things for a lifetime.
Now, I'm being disingenuous to the callers. I said we go to the phones. Now I've got another question. In fact, I'll ask this question. We'll take a break, and then I promise we'll get to the phone calls here. We've got a really good call on parenting, on marriage. Your thoughts on the mindset of never go to sleep angry at each other.
Right. As a general principle, I like it. What that means is that anger is energy to solve a problem.
Say that again.
Anger is energy to solve a problem. That's a psychological definition of anger. Now, Scripture tells us, you know, don't let the sun go down on your wrath, right? Scripture says that. What it means is, hey, anger is like a red light on your dashboard. It just tells you, hey, there's something under the hood of the car you need to look at. Anger is energy to solve a problem. So you use the energy to solve a problem. So in principle, you're not supposed to stay angry very long. You're supposed to use your anger to get to the underlying problem. Now, it's not that easily done. So, I mean, most of us get angry. We try to address the problem. It doesn't work. So we stay angry. But the anger itself doesn't serve any purpose other than to direct you to the underlying problem. Remember, the thing is never the thing. So your anger itself just tells you, look, you've got a deeper issue. Get busy. Don't let the sun go down. Get to the underlying issue. Now, you might not actually be able to do that in that day, but that should be your goal. Get to it as quickly as you can. That's the principle.
Dr. Mark Baker is here from Lavie Counseling Centers. His wonderful advice in the struggles of dynamics of relationships, parenting. We've got some great calls already. So all that being said, we will take your phone calls next, 888-995-KKLA, 888-995-5552. Your phone calls today are brought to you by Azusa Pacific University, and we are fielding your calls on the issue of counseling. Maybe it has to do with marriage or relationship, parenting, personal struggles. We'll take basically anything and everything. Dr. Baker has agreed to come in studio and spend the hour with us and take your phone calls. And we will do that next. I will stop asking questions and we'll hear from you. here on the Frank Sontag Show on 99.5 KKLA. This is the Frank Sontag Show. We are taking your phone calls at 888-995-KKLA, 888-995-5552. It's Friday, and we thought we'd change things up a bit. Dr. Mark Baker from LaVie Counseling Centers agreed to come in studio. And usually, Dr. Baker and I sit down and talk about an issue, one specific one like marriage or parenting, but we thought we would just open it up to you to call in and ask or discuss some of the issues you're struggling with. And Dr. Baker said, great, I'll be there. So your phone calls are on the screen, and we're going right to you. I will stop talking and just start the calls with, let's see, we'll start with Christina in Huntington Beach. Christina, you're on the air on KKLA with Dr. Mark Baker. Thank you for calling, Christina.
Thank you.
Hi, Christina.
I want to know if it's possible, or do I even have any part in this? This is for an adult children who still have a lot of remnants from a bad divorce, you know, a lot of hurts, a lot of damage that was done. And they're now adults, but they're still suffering the ramifications. Is there anything that I can do or should do?
Now, how...
Tried everything I possibly can. They're adults now, and mm-hmm. I just don't know what part I can play anymore.
How old are your children now?
Mid-30s.
And do you have a close relationship with them?
Yes. As much as possible, yes.
So what's the problem that you're seeing? You said they're having problems because of the divorce. What are you seeing?
Gosh, there's just so many things. Bad relationships, there's still some anger issues, you know, that I'm feeling that's being placed on myself.
I mean, they're angry with you.
However, you know, at this point, I think, you know, they're adults now. It's what can I possibly do?
Right.
Is there anything I can do?
Yeah, absolutely, there is. I mean, they're your children. They're adults, but they're still your children, and your relationship with them is really important. If you feel there's some anger towards you that they hold, maybe they feel you're responsible for not holding the marriage together, you can talk about these things with them and try to bring that up to the surface. If they're upset, if you were listening earlier, you know what I believe. It's that it's for a reason. There's something under that. They're hurt. They're scared. And if you want to stay at the level of anger, you know, if they're going to yell at you and get mad at you, some people believe that's important to let your kids vent like that. I think only a little bit. What you want to do is get to the hurt. If they're angry, it's because they're hurt, and you can have a conversation about that. And if you need to ask their forgiveness for things that you have done wrong, you can do that too. So reconciliation between you and your children is absolutely possible. Still, even though they're adults, if there's anger, there's hurt.
Christina, thank you for your phone call. We'll talk to Randy in Rancho Cucamonga. Randy, you're on the Frank Sontag Show here on KKLA with Dr. Mark Baker. Hello, Randy.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Randy. What's up?
Nasty situation. About maybe 8 or 10 weeks ago, she moved out.
Okay.
Been married 25 years. I have a 20 and a 23-year-old who also moved out with her and sided with her. And I've been trying to get her to go to counseling with me to church for over a year. And it's just, you know, it's one of these things where, I don't want to say it blindsided me, but I've had no contact with the kids. Both kids testified against me in court. Her family went to court. She went to court, got a temporary restraining order, but I won because they all got caught lying. And basically what the situation is that the kids were spoiled, pretty much anything they wanted. No accountability. I was the authoritarian in the family. And basically it just got to a point where she wants to have fun with the kids and do all that stuff and instead of being a parent. And
right.
I finally kind of laid the law down, and now I'm getting a divorce over it.
And laid the law down. So you were the authoritarian, you said, in the family. So
tried to.
And sounds...
she lost her mother and her father at a very young age.
Right.
So she had very, very little discipline when she was growing up.
Right. So you were the one who was coming down with the discipline then in the family. And it sounds like the kids now are siding with mom.
Yep.
So were you, like, getting angry? Is that why she left? I mean, she left for a reason. What was her reason? Did you say?
Well, yeah, I finally, at a point where, you know, for example, my son got in a car accident one night, and he was under the influence of either alcohol or drugs, and I called the police, and I said, you know what? This has got to stop. You keep
right.
You know, you keep protecting them, and you know they're not accountable for anything. So I was a yeller, basically.
You were a yeller. Okay, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
So that was what the restraining order was about, is that you were a yeller, and she's frightened. She left because she's scared. So here's the deal, Randy. I think you there is possibility here for you to make an impact. But the way you're going to make an impact is not by listing her faults, but by you addressing yours. The way you can make an impact on her is to, with humility, be able to admit to her what your feelings were and what you're working on in yourself. You need to go to counseling for yourself. So if you've got an anger problem, or if you're a yeller, or if you've got things that are scaring her, you can look at that and you can take that to her and say, I'm working on myself, and at some point I would love you to come and see that and see how I'm working on myself. That's the most attractive thing you can do. Not change her, change you. You guys have got problems, clearly, right? And there's only one person's problems you can change, yours. So I would say pray for an accountability group, get into a small group with other men, and ask the really hard question of them. Hey, what do you guys see about me that I need to change? And really be open to that. And then you can take that spirit back to her and see if she's willing to come alongside you.
Randy, thank you for your phone call. And Randy, and anyone else calling in or even listening, obviously, if there is a level here of just pain or in need of attention, Doc runs Levy Counseling Centers. He's here, and he's available after off-air, more one-on-one, where he can give you the time. We'll give out all that information in a little while, but I just really feel strongly compelled to say that in light of Randy's call. And Dr. Baker, I'll just follow up on Randy's call without specifically going with their dynamic, but something that came to my mind, and when you said, after he presented, I got hit with divorce papers, my kids are siding with her, I don't even talk to them, I felt my emotions start to build up, like, oh my goodness, mm-hmm. What a horrible situation. And then when you said, that may be the case, but you can only change you. And the idea of going with your growth, your areas that you can improve on, is so powerful, right. And yet probably one of the hardest things that we can do.
It is hard to do because it's so easy to see what the other person needs to change. It's so easy to see. And when you lead with that, it's never attractive. But what you can lead with is what I need to change. And everybody needs to change something. So you just got to look at yourself and call your own fouls. That, in a situation like this, is the best thing you can do. And go, and I think, Randy, if you're still listening, go to counseling. And then at some point, you can go to her and say, look, I've been going to counseling for 6 months every single week, looking at myself, and I invite you to come along with me. That's a lot more attractive than saying to her, look, you need counseling.
We'll go to Thea in Lomita. Thea, you're on KKLA with Dr. Mark Baker here on the Frank Sontag Show. Thea, we're grateful you called. Thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you.
Hi, Thea.
I have a problem that causes me a lot of distress and embarrassment.
Okay.
And it started about maybe 6 or 7 years ago. My house is a cluttered mess. Before that, I was kind of neat and organized. Now every room in the house has things on every counter. There's things on the floor. And it really bugs me because now I don't even dare open the door if somebody knocks on the door. So it's kind of contributing to me being a hermit. And I'm ashamed of myself. And I've been asking for prayer and mm-hmm. trying to read some books, but I just haven't been able to get a grip on it. So I was wondering if you have any insight.
You said it didn't used
to be standing in my way so I can overcome this messiness.
I'm glad you're asking that. You said it didn't used to be that way. When did it change?
Oh, pardon me?
When did it change?
Probably about 6 or 7 years ago.
You started the
clutter. Yeah, it's kind of a gradual thing, but that's when I remember even 10 years ago, I was really neat. And then it kind of started getting a little messy in one room. Now every room in the house is messy, not just one.
So what happened 6 or 7 years ago in your life?
I was starting to have a strain in my relationship with my husband. And I think, too, that was not too long after my father died. And I used to always keep it really neat in case he stopped by.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that has something to do with it.
And then
maybe.
And now he doesn't stop by?
No, because he passed away.
Oh, okay. Well, so there's something going on there, too. Well, often at times we show our emotional problems or emotional issues in behavioral ways. It comes out through things that we do. So it could be that there's some grief reaction you've got to your father that you need to get to the surface. It could be that this is a form of procrastination that's taken over for you. So I think there are some things you can do to try to address that. I think you can go back to the time when things changed, see what happened in your life then. Are there unresolved issues of grief with your father, or are there unresolved issues of pain with your husband that you are not dealing with, and so it's coming out in this way, so that you're not paying attention, you might say. You're not taking care of business. You may have some unfinished business here that you need to address. Then the other thing you can do is just try to look at this as some form of procrastination. And there are some specific things you can do about that. You know, when you think about cleaning up a room, you got to break it down into parts. What I mean by that is to say, you can't clean up your whole house now. That'll cripple you, just that thought. What you can do is say, okay, on Monday, I'm going to clean for 30 minutes. You break it into a time period that you can manage. And then you, after that 30 minutes, you give yourself some kind of reward for that. And then let's see if you can do it. And if you still can't do it, that means there's something going on there that's deeper that you may need to address.
Thea, we thank you for your phone call. The numbers are 888-995-KKLA, 888-995-5552. If you're calling in or getting a busy signal, the board is basically full. We will try to embrace your phone calls and take as many as we can on the air in the allotted time. And I'll just reiterate again, Dr. Mark Baker is from LaVie Counseling Centers. They are available to you. They are a great resource in our community. And obviously, if you just heard this segment, Dr. Baker covered a lot of different areas of life in a matter of just minutes. So if you feel as if you need greater attention to detail and you want to get some help, that's why in large part Dr. Mark Baker is here to share his expertise, of which we will continue to do as we take your phone calls at 888-995-KKLA, 888-995-5552. We'll do that next here on the Frank Sontag Show on 99.5 KKLA. 99.5 KKLA. This is the Frank Sontag Show. Dr. Mark Baker from LaVie Counseling Centers is in studio fielding your phone calls on basically any and all topics as it relates to counseling. 888-995-KKLA. 888-995-5552. If for some reason we can't get to you today, obviously Dr. Baker is the executive director of LaVie Counseling Centers. We'll give out more information if you want to contact him off the radio and visit his center. But for now, we've got some more phone calls, some really, really interesting phone calls. And Lily, all of us can relate to this. Lily in Montebello, you're on KKLA. We're on the Frank Sontag Show. Say hello to Dr. Mark Baker.
Hello, Dr. Mark.
Hi, Lily. How can we help?
Just on your insight and see how can you just give me some advice on how to break a really bad relationship that I'm in. I keep going back to someone that keeps hurting me financially, emotionally, and we stay away from each other for months, and then he comes back giving me everything that he takes. And I keep accepting him, and I just don't know how to just put a stop to it.
So you're in a cycle where it finally gets to a place where you can't take anymore, then you break it off, and then what? He comes back with apologies. He says, I'm going to be different now.
The moment that the relationship, gives me a car,
give you gifts, yeah.
For our daughter. And once he gets mad or upset, he does not want to provide for our daughter anymore. He takes the car, he takes my jewelry, he takes every gift he has given me. And he's leaving me without a car that I have to basically, just look out for myself and see how do I have to be transported, transport myself with my daughter. And now it happens quite frequently now. It used to happen maybe, two or three times a year. Now it's every other month.
Right.
Lily, I have one quick question. I don't know if you said this or not. If you did, I apologize. How long have you been going with your boyfriend on and off? How long of a period of time?
Well, we've been, it's about been 4 years.
Okay.
And off and on has been since I started dating him. So it's been 4 years.
Okay. 4 years, thank you. Well, okay, Lily, you're caught in a cycle. And it's actually what we call a cycle of abuse. Your relationship is an abusive relationship. And it's a very common cycle where things go along. There's a buildup of tension because there's some things that need to be fixed and looked at. There's some immaturity here on his part, some selfishness, and you kind of deal with it okay until there's some event where he blows up, and then, like you said, he takes the jewelry, he takes the money. He does something that's abusive to the relationship, and then he splits. Then there's the pseudo-forgiveness where he comes back, he buys you things, buys you gifts, and you take him back. That starts the cycle all over again. Nobody's changed. He's not any different. You're not any different. The relationship's not any different. And what you've done is just recommitted yourself to the relationship. Now, commitment is a good thing, but it's not the only thing you need. You also need growth. And unless you grow at this moment, you're just starting the cycle all over again. And a lot of people are caught up in these cycles of abuse where the tension builds up. There's an event where terrible things happen. Then you break up. He comes back, buys gifts. That's typical. The flowers, the candy. I promise I'll be different. And then nobody changes. This is the critical thing. You need to get some help so that you change and that your relationship changes. This might be a good guy, but he's caught up in a dysfunctional relationship with you, and you've got to change this cycle. Just taking him back and recommitting yourself is not good enough. You both need to grow and to understand what you're doing that's not working in the relationship that will prevent this from happening again. So I think you're going to need some relationship counseling. That's my advice to you.
Lily, thank you for your phone call. Nicole in Marina Del Rey, you're on KKLA on the Frank Sontag Show with Dr. Mark Baker. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Dr. Baker.
Hey, Nicole. How can we help?
I am married to a man who is incarcerated, and we got married in the system. We have not had one night together as husband and wife at home.
Okay.
And we've been up and down, and we struggled, and we almost got an annulment a few times. And now he's coming home in 2 months from tomorrow, and... Okay. The problem is he may want to live with his parents. Okay. If he doesn't want to live with my mother and I don't want to live with his parents, I'm trying to make a life for myself outside of him if I have to. But it's just like, I don't know I know how to be a prison wife. I don't know how to be a regular wife.
There you go. And so you met him when he was in prison?
I've actually been in love with him since high school, since I was 17 years old.
Oh, so.
And when he went away to, you know, when he was in jail, I was like, well, I have no interference. I don't have any ex-girlfriends, any mother, nobody in the way. I can get him now. And God has to work on him and I'll get him.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your optimism. Keep praying. You're definitely going to need some support in this because your relationship started off on kind of an uneven platform, we'll put it. That's the best way of putting it. You know,
oh, absolutely.
There's some reason why you felt like you could only go after him while he was in prison. And now that he's coming out of prison, I mean, that opens everything up. It's a whole new relationship.
Exactly. So and he wanted one to do with the annulment to start over, but at the same time, he wanted to have his cake and eat it too. He's like, well, we could be a boyfriend girlfriend, and I could still sleep with you. I'm like, no. If you don't buy the, you know, you could buy the cookies, but you have not bought the milk. I'm not giving it up to you.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. I think you can start all over again with this guy and date him, but you got to back the train way up. For you to have a normal relationship, you got to have a normal beginning, and then you're going to need. Definitely going to need help to put this thing together in a normal way because you started off in an abnormal way. There's some reason why you felt like you could only marry the guy when he's in prison. You got to take a look at that. You know, what's this insecurity in you that makes you feel like you can't deal with the guy in an open playing field? But I would say just back it up. You guys can date. He can live with his parents. You can live with your parents. You can date. You can go to premarital counseling and try to get some help to put this thing together on a normal footing because you're walking lopsided right now.
Nicole, thank you for your phone call. We've got time for one more. Debbie in Orange County, you're on KKLA with Dr. Mark Baker. Hello, Debbie.
Hello. Hi, Dr. Baker.
Hi, Debbie. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. I've got a 16-year-old son, and I'm looking for what, you know, your recommendation would be as maybe good limitations for gaming. He games hours and hours and hours.
Right.
And I'm just worried about how this is affecting his brain and
right.
all those things. So tell me some insight.
Well, he could be addicted. If he's playing for hours and hours and hours, he could be addicted. So you're going to have to break that up and see what happens. Like if you bring him out of his room and have him come out for dinner, what happens? Does he start to get anxious? Can he tolerate it? Does he start to get agitated because he needs to go back to his fix? But what we're seeing now is there are some kids who play for hours and hours and hours actually are addicted to their video games. And the way you find that out is to see if you can pull him out of that activity and can he act normally or does he have to go back to it? And if that's the case, then you're going to need some help. And we actually, they actually have 12-step programs. Celebrate Recovery is a great Christian organization that uses 12-step principles to help people deal with their addictions. But you've got to figure that out first. Is he relating to other kids over the internet, or is he actually addicted to the gaming?
Debbie, thank you for your phone call. If you would like to speak with Dr. Baker, LaVie Counseling Centers is available to you. I'll give you a couple of contacts, internet, and a phone number, and then, Doctor, I just ask you to share in closing a couple of minutes about LaVie and anything you'd like to share with the listeners. If you would like to contact Dr. Mark Baker, we have a KKLA helpline that you can call, which is 800-801-5242. 800-801-5242. That's the KKLA helpline. LaVieCounseling.org is the website. LaVie, LaVie, LaVieCounseling.org is Dr. Mark Baker's website. Doc, in closing, we've got a minute or two. Sure about LaVie. Anything you'd like to say in closing? And thank you for the hour. My goodness
Certainly.
Gracious, you covered so many different topics in a short time.
I'm honored to be here and just to try to help people. That's what we do. LaVie is a Christian counseling center. We were started in 1980. I was actually a graduate student at the time at Fuller Seminary. And one of the professors there got the vision to create a Christian counseling center in Pasadena. And I was in a small group with him. We met at his home. And out of that small group grew a community. We decided that out of our common faith and our common commitment to helping other people, our work should grow out of our faith, out of our relationships. So we started the LaVie Counseling Center. It was me and Walt Becker and a couple of other guys. And at that time, it was we were working out of a house on Lake Avenue, and felt called to really try to integrate issues of spirituality and psychology. That's really the reason we started. We wanted people who were Christians to be able to come to a counseling center, not have to apologize for their faith, because many other counseling centers, you can't be open about your faith, because in the past, anyway, psychology was pretty opposed to Christianity. That's not so much true today. But we wanted Christians to be able to come and talk about their faith issues, and let's see how we can integrate that with your psychological issues. And now we have a staff of 30 therapists in Pasadena and Santa Monica, all people who are equipped to come along with professional counseling skills alongside of people to help them with whatever emotional and psychological issues there are in their lives. And we do teachings around Los Angeles, actually, and other places too, to try to equip people with the skills they need for dealing with the psychologically complicated life that we live now. I mean, think about it. How many of our parents ever went to see a psychologist? You know, the answer is for most of us is zero. They just didn't go. They didn't think about it. And so none of us were equipped to deal with the complicated emotional issues we have in our lives today. And that's why we exist, is to be able to come alongside of people and give them what they need to deal with the complicated issues that we've just been talking about over the last hour.
Dr. Mark Baker is Executive Director of LaVie Counseling Centers. The KKLA helpline again, 800-801-5242. You can also visit LaVieCounseling.org. Mark, great to see you. Thank you for today.
Great.
God bless you, and I look forward to the next time.
God bless you, too, and the good work you're doing here.
Thank you. We'll continue.